From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Stan Lind, reading Saving Miss Julie by Stan Lind. Now, let's begin with Chapter 1. I was playing cribbage with Glenn Murdoch, the undersheriff, when Boogles McPhee stomped into the marshal's office and bawled that he'd been robbed. "It was that shifty-eyed kid I hired as a swamper," Boogles said. "Damn sneak took $16.42 from the till and absconded his butt to parts unknown." Boogles had come in a hurry. He still wore his bartender's apron, and I noticed his brogans had tracked a good 5 pounds of spring mud in off the street. His face was flushed, dull red, going to purple. A betting man would have put his money on a heart attack. Glenn laid his cards down and fixed Boogles with a reproachful gaze. "Damn, Boogles," he said. "I just cleaned that floor." "Well, excuse me all to hell," Boogles huffed, "but a robbery has took place here in Dry Creek, and I thought you just might like to know about it." Glenn slid his chair back and stood up. He gave me a lopsided grin and a wink. "You're right, Boogles," he said. "When did this here crime of the century take place?"
"Not half an hour ago," said Boogles. "I left that fool Delbert Snodgrass to mind the bar while I went out to the hooter. When I came back, he was gone, and so was my damn money."
Glenn stuck his hands in his back pockets and looked out the window. Overhead, big-bellied clouds, purple as plums, scowled above the valley. Rain was falling again, as it had almost daily since the middle of June. The rutted street outside was a soupy blend of muck, mire, and dirty water.
"How did the kid make his getaway?" Glenn asked. "He still riding that glass-eyed Indian pony?" "I guess. Pony's gone, too. Was tied out front when I left the Oasis."